1620-945 WTAW. California company with a location to buy a corridor will be reimbursing local governments for not meeting economic development targets. College Station City Council members came out of executive session at the latest meeting and unanimously voted to send an invoice to Viasat for $45,000. Mayor Carl Mooney saying Viasat confirmed not achieving targets for the number of employees and payroll during the 2020 calendar year. Turns out Viasat had 229 employees, 51 short of the minimum to collect incentive money. Their payroll, just over $16 million, was $1 million short of the minimum. Here's more information in a visit that I had after the College Station City Council meeting with Mayor Carl Mooney.
The incentive money that we had previously approved, based on data that we had received during a presentation by the Brazos Valley Economic Development Corporation, but that data was presented directly to the BVEDC from Viasat. And there was no way to know that that data was incorrect. And after some observations by a local citizen and some digging on the part of our city manager, we were able to determine that the data that we received was not correct. And so our city manager and our director of economic development contacted the California offices of Viasat, and they took a careful look at it and quickly got back and said, we made a mistake. What they did was they provided us with the information for all of Texas, not just for the Brazos Valley location. When they came back with the correct information just for their location here in the Brazos Valley, it was clear that they had not reached the benchmarks that we required for the incentive payment. They were first to say that we will refund the money because we didn't earn it. But yet we had to take the formal action tonight to request that that money be returned.
While the benchmarks have not been met, they're still very impressive numbers regarding employment and payroll.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, folks don't, when you say Viasat, most folks don't know what they do. But if you've flown on a modern-day jetliner, and more and more people are doing that now that we're kind of creeping out of COVID, and you happen to use internet or use any of the internet-based services for that airline, Viasat quite likely is the provider. And, of course, they also provide satellite internet connections to homes, particularly in rural areas. So, you know, they're a large company. You know, as I said, they are they have multiple locations here in Texas and in California and elsewhere.
And the agreement with the Viasat with the two cities and the county, it still goes on for another couple of years, and the opportunity for them to reach those benchmarks and receive those incentives.
It does. But, you know, COVID has changed a lot of things. You know, we have a number of businesses in town where if you worked for a company, you were in their building. And, you know, that's not necessary anymore. COVID has taught us all that Zoom doesn't mean you just go fast, that there's a whole nother meaning to that word. And so Viasat has also discovered that, as has Wayfair, for example, in our community. So it's not necessary to be in the brick and mortar that that company owns any longer. You can just as effectively do the work from home.
But does the agreement require the employees to be in a brick-and-mortar place?
It does not. It does not. But one of the things that we will and likely ask them when they come to us next year with their list of employees is to say, where do they live? Now, we may not get full names. We may just get initials or something like that and lists of addresses. But that would be a step in the right direction.
What you're interested in is their residence, where they're living.
Absolutely, because not only are they earning salaries here, but they're buying homes, they're going to our stores, they're going to our schools. And so knowing what a company is actually accomplishing as far as employment, paying salaries, all becomes very important to the vitality of our community.
Thanks to College Station Mayor Carl Mooney for the background information regarding the College Station City Council vote out of executive session last night to send an invoice to Viasat for $45,000 for noncompliance with the city's economic development agreement. Here's a statement from Viasat. Since 2020, Viasat's been transparent and maintained open communication with the city of College Station about the impact the COVID-19 pandemic has had on business. After a miscalculation in 2020 payroll data was caught, we informed the city of the error immediately. We support the resolution voted on at the city council meeting and intend to give the incentive back. This is 1620-94.5 WTAW.